Welcome to the Life Church STL podcast. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope this message encourages and inspires you. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
Welcome to church this morning. We're so glad you're joining us from home.
Today's very purposeful as we take this time to rest. We want you to connect. We want you to reflect on all the ways that God has been faithful this year. We're not here to remind you of how weird or hard or different that 2020 has been. I think we're all very aware of that, but we do want to talk about and reflect how God has been so faithful this year in so many different ways, moving in us and through us.
We've called today Sabbath Sunday with purpose, and I just want to talk for a few minutes about what that means. And we're going to go to Deuteronomy, but first, you know, in Genesis, when God created the world, when he was finished, he took that time to rest and to see what he had done, what he had created. And in this moment, as we go to Deuteronomy, you see the Israelites, and in Deuteronomy 5, verse 12, it says, "Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you." And the first thing I wanted just to talk about is observing the Sabbath. He's saying, let's remember to think about this time that is holy. Second thing he says, keep it holy. He says, keep this day holy. It's not that, you know, we're the ones that keep Sabbath holy. That's God. But our observing it keeps it holy in us. It's that waiting and that resting, that spending that time with God and stepping back from the hustle and bustle, stepping back from the going. When we get going so fast and working and running around and doing all these things, it's so easy to forget the reason that we are able to do these things. It's so easy to forget who's the one that's brought us to this place. And that is what Sabbath is about. In verse 13, it says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, or any of your cattle, nor the stranger who is within your gates, that your male servant, your female servant may rest as well with you. And remember that you are a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. And a couple of things in there. It's very plain that he is telling us to take this time, you know, whoever, you know, yourself and anybody that's with you, if you're with your family, or hey, if you have, you know, somebody living in a tent in your backyard, just make sure that they are resting and taking this day and making it holy also, remembering what God has done. And that's where he goes. He says, listen, everybody needs to take this moment, this Sabbath, and rest. And what do we do in this moment? He says, remember what God has done. Remember that you were a slave, that you couldn't make it out, but God, with his outstretched arm, with his mighty hands, that he has brought you to a place where you can be in this relationship with him, where you can be walking freely, that you're a slave no more. And this moment for us is a time, it says, rest. Don't work. Don't do anything that's going to cause you to start, you know, getting all busy and doing all these things. This day is a day to remember who God is. It's a day to remember what God has done. And so that brings me to the first of a couple questions that we want us to ask ourselves is, what has God done in you this year? Those are the things that we should be remembering. What has God done? There's something powerful when we sit back and we take this time to contemplate and to think about and remember what God has done. Because we can easily think about all the things that have been hard or are difficult or the things that we've had to walk through. But sometimes it takes a moment of stepping back and resting to contemplate or to remember the great things, the things that God has done in us. And I know that there's great things. I know for us that God has done so many great things in us this year and in our relationship and with our kids and how we've had to think about and grow and change some of the things that we've done. And I think back and yeah, that's kind of come out of some difficult situations, but so many great things have happened in me through these things that we've walked through. And whenever I sit back and take this moment right now, I thank God, you have brought me to another level of worship with you, another level of intimacy with you. And you have done so many things in me to allow me to trust you more and to feel the strength of who you are. And you've changed things in me, things that needed to be worked out or taken out, you know, that this pressure, this fire, the things that happen, we can see those as difficulties, or we can see them as the furnace that is burning off the chaff, the things that shouldn't be there, and leaving that pureness of who we're supposed to be in God. And that's what I want this moment to be. So what has God done in you? In Philippians 4:7, it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I think about that. There's so much peace that I've felt and that I've been aware of this year, of who God is, and allowed me to take in all these situations and feel his peace in them. And I know maybe that's what it is for you, that you have felt so much peace. Even, you know, sometimes we get a little worked up and a little crazy, and then God just comes and brings us that peace. And in Psalms 103, verses 2 and 3, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases." And I think about that in some of us, and I believe in me too, I've seen how he has helped me understand the things that I am doing that are causing me to stay at an arm's length from him. He's shown me some different things that have been able to bring me closer to him whenever I understand that these things need to not be a part of my life, you know? And it says, and he heals all of our diseases. I've seen so much this year, people, you know, receiving healing and him coming and working in a great way in their physical bodies. And maybe that's you today. I'm just throwing out these things that there's so many things that we can, if we step back and take this moment to remember and to rest, that we can see how many of these amazing things that God has done in us. So what has God done in you this year?
As we reflect today, the next question that we want to ask, and that we ask ourselves, is what does God want to do through me? And that's such an interesting thing to think about as we're in 2020. You know, we've been in a place maybe of being more still than we've ever been before. But are we truly resting and asking God, what do you want to do through me? And I think it's interesting as we move on into 2021 and we move on to a new year, to begin to dream for our lives. God, what is it that you want to do through me? And as we think about where dreams come from, how we have dreams, it's always from a place of rest. Dreams come as we rest and we're still. And God, make no mistake, no matter how 2020 has gone for you, no matter what this year has thrown at you, God wants to use you and move through you. And in Isaiah 64, verse 8, it talks about, and maybe you've heard this a million times before, but it talks about the potter and the clay. And we are that clay. And it's so beautiful to think that that clay is just still in the hand of the potter. And as he shapes and forms us, we are still before him. We are at rest. And you know, the things that God wants to do in you are never going to come through striving so hard that you make it happen. And maybe that's a good lesson for us to realize this year. We've all had to slow down so many different ways, so many different times that maybe we didn't choose to stay home or to slow our schedules and our lives and our agendas down. But God is still asking us, can I move through you? And as we are that clay, I thought it was very interesting. Whenever you look in the Bible, that word clay, it's used again in John 9, verse 6, whenever Jesus comes and he meets a man who is blind from birth. And in that story, Jesus picks up clay to heal him and make his eyes come open. And it reminded me so much of how God wants to use us to bring healing, to bring restoration, to bring hope to those around us, to bring peace, like Josh was just saying, to bring that peace. You can carry that with you. God can move through you in that if you allow him to do it. And it's asking, as we step forward into the next year, God, what is it that you want to do through me? As we rest today, as we take this time to reflect in what he's done in us, let us ask that question. God, let me be the clay. Whatever you want to use me for, to bring healing to this land, to my family, at my work, in my community. God, I want to be that restoration. I want to be that hope. I want to be that peace. And I rest in you, God, that you're going to bring those dreams, that you're going to bring them to life as I am truly at rest in your presence. God wants to move through you. And so I just challenge you today to ask yourself, ask the people around you, ask your children, ask your parents, ask whoever's sitting in that room maybe next to you today, how am I going to let God work through me in the days to come?
So today, as we've taken this time, this Sabbath Sunday, this time of rest and remembering, we've asked just a couple of questions and that we all want to ask ourselves, and that is, what has God done in us this year, and what does he want to do through us? And that is what Sabbath is about. That is what taking that time and stepping back and not doing work, not getting in all the hustle and bustle and all the things that need to happen, but just stopping to remember who he is, to rest in his peace, to take that time and sit back and rest in his grace and rest in the understanding and the knowledge of who he is. And when we get going and we get moving and it's puts us in this mode of taking care of ourselves or being able to gain something. And in Mark 8, 36, it says, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul?" And this is what this whole day or this Sabbath Sunday, this asking ourselves and remembering who God is and what he's done is about. Because what does it profit a man to do all these things to gain something for himself? What does it profit a man? What can we even give in exchange for the saving of our soul? And I don't know about you, but for me, that scripture hits me hard in this moment and makes me say, God, I want to rest in who you are. God, I want to take this moment and step back and remember what you've done in me this year. I want to take and step back and think about what you want to do through me. I want to be where you are. I want to do what you want me to do. And it makes me think, in this moment, as we ask ourselves these questions, what's he done in me? What's God done in me? And what does God want to do through me? That I think about these other moments that we've had, and I can ask myself this question, like, what have I traded resting in the peace of God for? What have I traded that peace for? And has that gained me anything? What have I traded that remembering who he is for? As I've worked real hard and tried to figure stuff out for myself or get things done in my own way or whatever it is. Like, if I think about it that way, what have I traded his peace for? And has that profited me anything? What have I traded remembering who he is and what he has done in me or for me? What have I traded that for? Because if I think about those things, I can think back and I can definitely say, just like this scripture says right here, that what does it profit me? And what could I do possibly that could save my own soul? And the answer is nothing. That we could do nothing. And in this moment, I just want to take this moment of prayer and I want to take these questions that we've asked. What has God done? Remembering who he is. And I also want to take these questions of what are the things that I've taken and done and not allowed God to move in my life or tried to do it myself, and what does that profit me? And as we move forward from this year into next, that we go forward moving in who he is and who he's called us to be, what he wants us to do, I know God is going to do so many great things in our life. Let's take this moment and have a moment of repentance. A moment of saying, I'm sorry, God, for the things that I haven't given you. A moment of saying, God, I'm sorry for the things that I have done against who you are. But then also being thankful for who he is and saying, God, even though that I may not be perfect and I'm not perfect. Even though I have messed up, God, you are perfect. You are holy. You're everything that I need, and you take care of me even whenever I'm not taking care of myself. And let's just take this moment, give it to God, and move forward into this next year with the strength of who he is and the understanding that he is with us every step of the way. Father God, we thank you so much for this year. God, we thank you for all that you've done in us. All that you've done through us. God, we thank you that you are our provider, you're our protection, you're our healing. God, you're everything that we need. And we thank you so much that you are always with us. And we take this moment to remember who you are, to remember your goodness, to remember your grace, God, and your peace, and all that you have done in this year. And I pray, God, as we move forward from this year to the next, that you show yourself to us in a new and in a great way that allows us to step forward from this year being stronger, being more understanding of what you want to do, more stepping into who you are, God, not us, not our own strength or our own understanding, but your strength, God, your understanding. That we walk forward in this year to be the best year, better than anything we could possibly imagine, because you are with us, that you are our God. And we thank you so much for that, God. Thank you for allowing us to take this moment of rest. God, you have made this holy, and us keeping it, us coming before you, taking this time of rest is us keeping it holy in ourselves and not shying away from remembering your goodness, not shying away from your peace and rest and who you are. And we thank you so much for that, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening today. We pray this message encourages you. If you have any questions or you'd like to learn more about us as a church, you can always visit us online by going to lifechurchstl.com.